I ain't never ran from no ops. Put a fuck nigga on Fox. Put a fuck nigga on Fox. Put a fuck nigga on Fox. Third round under this Glock. Play with me, you can get popped. Play with me, you can get shot. Put a fuck nigga on Fox. Bitch, I live the life of an outlaw. Running from the cops. I ain't never ran from no ops. Put a fuck nigga on Fox. Put a fuck nigga on Fox. Put a fuck nigga on Fox. Third round under this Glock. Play with me, you can get popped. Play with me, you can get shot. Put a fuck nigga on Fox. Put a fuck nigga on Fox. Put a little cousin on the block. Made him serve all of this wrong. ARK with a stop. 5-5-6, that'll make a nigga sit back. 7-6-2, that'll push a nigga shit back. Fuck a nigga bitch, now you can't get your leg back. Come pick this bitch up, you can have your bitch back. Nigga, I don't wanna talk, I ain't wanna chit-chat. Block 43K with a little kickback. Niggas know I keep the glitchy. Case a nigga wanna get busy, yeah. This shit can't get sticky, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back here for another episode of the Ways World Podcast. It has been a long time since I've recorded like back-to-back episodes, and I am back in my bag now. I may sound a little bit softer than I normally do, but it's just because Hollow Ballo is in the back asleep, and we are not trying to wake her up. She woke up when I came home, and you know, not trying to wake the baby up. For those that are parents and understand baby nap time and baby's going to sleep, you understand why we're not trying to wake her up. Because last night, she was a terror. My favorite little terror, but last night she would not go to sleep. She would not go down. And we're not going to have a repeat of that. Also, the intro to this episode was brought to you by APK the Bagman and Dejounte Management. Hoping that y'all can't hear what's going on the outside because niggas are niggering. So yeah, but this intro was brought to you by APK the Bagman, Dejounte Management, and that was APK's song Fox, fire ass song. But this episode of the Ways World Podcast, we will be talking about a couple of things. So first things first, we're going to get the news story out the way and then, you know, kind of let the rest of the episode carry us where it's going to carry us. So, Lizzo. Hey, girl. We ain't talked about you in a while. And when we first started the Ways World Podcast, you were a topic of discussion. I'll say that. You definitely were a topic of discussion for us here on the Ways World Podcast. We had tons of debates about what, you know, what you were out here doing, your music, your image, what you were portraying, you know, in the media, just all different types of stuff. But we caught you slipping. We kept the files. I'm just going to read you this article a little bit, and me and Shani are going to discuss. So, former Lizzo dancers were weight shamed and pressured while at a strip club, a lawsuit says. So our girl Lizzo is getting sued. Three of Lizzo's former dancers have accused the singer of sexual harassment and creating a hostile work environment in a lawsuit filed Tuesday. They also allege that she pressured one of them to touch a nude performer at an Amsterdam club and subjected the group to an excruciating audition after leveling false accusations that they were drinking on the job. The dancers accused Lizzo, a performer known for embracing body positivity and celebrating her physique, of calling attention to one dancer's weight gain and later berating them, then firing that dancer after she recorded a meeting because of a health condition. The suit filed in the Los Angeles Superior Court, provided to NBC News by the plaintiff's law firm, also accuses the captain of Lizzo's dance team of I don't know how to fucking say that word. I think it's like proselytizing, which basically is just a big word for saying trying to convert somebody to other performers, and deriding, which is another word for using ridicule, shaming those who had premarital sex while sharing lewd sexual fantasies, simulating oral sex, and publicly discussing the virginity of one of the plaintiffs. The suit does not say if Lizzo knew about the allegations linked to the dance captain. but the plaintiffs believes that the singer was aware of their complaints. The suit names Lizzo, whose real name, y'all can look it up. I don't like giving out people's real names here.
Melissa.
Yeah. Well, she gave it out. I wasn't going to give it out, but her production company and the dance captain as defendants, in addition to accusations of a hostile work environment and sexual harassment. The suit brings claims for religious and racial harassment, false imprisonment, interference with prospective economic advantage, and other allegations. Not every claim was brought against each defendant. So, I believe Zambrano is the lawyer. Here's a statement that the lawyer made. He said, the stunning nature of how Lizzo and her management team treated their performers seems to go against everything Lizzo stands for publicly. While privately, she weight shames her dancers and demeans them in ways that are not illegal, but absolutely demoralizing. The suit also accuses Lizzo of calling attention to the dancers' weight after an appearance at South by Southwest Music Festival. The singer and her choreographer later told the dancer, Miss Davis, that she seemed less committed to her role, a commitment the suit describes as a thinly veiled concern about Davis's weight. Representatives for Lizzo did not immediately respond to the request for comment. Quickly, the dance captain did not immediately respond to request for comment either. So, let's go ahead and get into it. And again, you can find this article on the internet by just simply Googling Lizzo lawsuit. This is brought to you by NBC News, courtesy of the Waves World podcast, Meet Your Boy Way. So let's go ahead and let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Did you give me a chaser cup? Appreciate you.
No, just here.
All right. But yeah, let's talk about it. So, Shannon, I've had my words as far as Lizzo goes.
Was done in the dark, comes to the light, sooner or later. And that ain't right. I don't know what the next part about
was. I don't know what you were saying.
What's done in the dark comes to the light. Have you seen that play?
I feel like I have, but I can't just rip out.
We were watching it when I was in labor.
I can't just off riff it. And also, while you were in labor, it was a lot going on.
Early labor.
It was a lot happening.
It was the week not active.
Oh no, it was
when
still
we were all,
that whole 11 days between when she was supposed to be here and when Hollow actually got here was a lot happening. It's a blur. I don't think.
Okay, let me ask you this one question. Do you remember us all sitting out here, Dee?
Yes.
Okay, it was at that point.
But we also did that like several times. But
everybody, my dad, my mom, Dee Dee.
Okay, that day?
Yeah.
Okay.
The TV kept messing up.
Also, y'all will recognize this for new listeners that Shani does that. Where like if you don't remember something, she will describe it to you. Even if you're like, I just don't remember. No, this. Well, I don't remember. Okay, well, what about this? I do not remember. Damn.
I try to give more context just to see, you know, like maybe it's the way I'm describing it. But, you know.
A lot of times, it still ends up with me just being like, I really don't remember. Eventually, somewhere down the line, it comes back, but.
But yes, either way, what's done in the dark is going to come to the light. And these celebrities are going to be fucking outed for all of their toxic ass shit. And like, I am a Lizzo fan. So that's why when women sent me this, I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. You got a lot of nerve to be a fat lady telling somebody else they fat.
Whoa. I've never heard you use that word.
Well, I'm embracing it at this point, I think. I don't think it fazes me as much as it did. I used to say like plus size or like...
Yeah, I'm saying this is my first time ever hearing you use the F word, but yeah. But continue.
But I mean, I feel like it's kind of like the N-word. Like, I feel like I can say the N-word because I'm black. I can say fat because I am fat. So that's how I see it. But if somebody calls me fat and they're not fat, I might be like...
You're beautiful, babe.
Thank you.
Keep
going. But yes, so it's just so crazy, like, to shame another fellow plus size woman, or, you know, like, and it's just, I told women in a text message, I said, now the nude, them having to touch that nude person, it could have been alcohol involved, it could have been like a, we not getting all the context, but it's, what stuck out to me is the shaming the dancer because she had put on weight. Like, isn't that the whole... Don't you purposely pick dancers that naturally have a little more weight on them than your average dancer? because you have this body positivity image or whatever, that's what was baffling to me. Like, you know what? Y'all are just all fake. And you do, and so in my, what in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, so you get famous, you go to Hollywood, they sit you down, they say, what are you all about? What do you, or they probably ask you, what do you want to be all about? They probably don't even ask you what you're fucking really all about. They probably say, what do you want to be about? And then you have to fucking choose some sort of cause or choose something to like fight for, choose that. And she chose body positivity. And, you know, like, great. So they're like, okay, we're going to launch this campaign and we're going to do all this stuff for you and body positivity, but low key, but in reality, she's probably just, she could potentially be just a terrible person. You know, like here I am thinking like, finally somebody that, cause I love all, I've been loving her videos when she's like, they making videos, are they making, when they made the we can't get abortions no more, like when she made the video about that, I was just like, I love how Lizzo like stands for, like she literally like makes videos about what's going on in the government, and not too many people, celebrities do that, or they do and they're or they have and they don't have a career anymore, you know, or some shit like that. So it's like, it was like good to see that, but I don't even care, you know, like if this is what you want, like it's just, I'm not even shocked, honestly. Like I was like, I don't know, I honestly don't know where I stand as a fan, you know, like I first of all, I'm not even really fucking with that. If someone told you that, like that song is so fucking annoying to me, but you know, to each their own, I guess. I don't fucking know. Lizzo, get your shit together, girl.
So here's a clip that somebody shared because I love Twitter. So that's not to shame her, but that is a video of Lizzo. I couldn't recognize the other person that was in the cart, but basically Lizzo sat on the back of the cart, and then when the cart tried to take off, the cart reared back like it was like too much on the back end of the cart. Hilarious. Here's my thing, right? And I'm not saying that because she is a bigger person. I'm saying this because fuck people that are bad people. Like once I kind of, it kind of hits the spotlight that, you know, you are a bad person, I'll wait till all the information comes out. But I've always kind of had this thing where, and again Shandy can vouch for me, where I've always underlined felt like Lizzo was
a shitty person.
Was a shitty person. Like she was fake. Like it was something about her that just was not genuine. But every time I would bring it up, it would be in a sense, it would be like, I would basically be told, like, you know, obviously,
calm down,
like, relax. And then for this to come out, I'm kind of standing on my hot horse right now. Like, I peeped this shit, like, a while ago. Like, something was not sitting right with me. Something else that came up that actually brought this to my attention was, Lizzo's former creative director, along with one of her former dancers, shared their support for the lawsuit filed against her in an Instagram post. And the Instagram post goes as, for clarification, I'm not a part of the lawsuit, but this was very much my experience in my time there. Big shout out to the dancers who had this courage to bring this to light. And then somebody else quote tweeted that in another Instagram story post and was like, echoing what the person said, I haven't been a part of that world for around 3 years for a reason. I very much applaud the dancers' courage to bring this to light, and I grieve parts of my own experience. I appreciate space to understand my feelings. What the fuck are you out here doing to these people?
And it just sounds like, it could just be like a toxic work environment. And I mean, shit, we heard about Tyra Banks and the America's Next Top Model shit and how that was super toxic environment, which honestly, I'm not shocked.
It seems like it.
It did. These girls were on the screen snotting because they had to get these crazy makeovers and they were just doing whatever. We're going to shave your head today. You want to be a model, don't you? We're going to shave your fucking head today. Like, you better not cry either. Like, what?
And no lie, some of them did actually come on the other end, you know.
Yeah, but it seemed real, like, we about to catch you off guard with it, and you know, we know you got these cameras in your face, so you better not act up. Otherwise, you about to be on, you know, like, we are about to do some crazy. Anyway, that's just now in my adult life, thinking back to.
I remember there was one particular episode, I don't remember if the girl was, like, black or white, but there was one episode where, like, a girl legitimately was crying. Because she had to cut her hair.
That's like every season. They make somebody do it every season.
But it was like one in particular I remember. Again, I haven't seen the show in years. I used to watch it with my mom and my sister. Again, I've told y'all this before. I grew up in a household full of women. So sometimes I was kind of like, if I wanted to watch TV in the living room and not in my room and wanted to kind of be out of my room, I was forced to kind of watch what they wanted to watch. So that's kind of how I got to watching like quite a few shows. But, yeah, like,
it's just so crazy. Like, you would think that these people who were once not a famous person would just have a little bit, you know. I don't give a fuck what all goes into being a celebrity and all the pressure that you're under, and I don't give a fuck about any of that. If your brand is like humanity, like I care about humans, I protect humans, I care about, you know, if that's your brand, then I better not ever hear no shit like this. And so it's just like, what do you do? You better rebrand her. If she, well, honestly, we don't even know if all this stuff is true. So it could come out that.
That's why, I mean, everything in the paper has said alleged, because again, the lawsuit hasn't gone to court yet.
Right. This could just be some like shit taken out of context or whatever the fuck. It could be something she said taken out of context and now they're trying to sue her. Because people also do that too. They try to like come up with crazy shit that happened and that's not even what the fuck was said. You know, like, so. But if this is true, it's just like, god damn.
Yeah, that's another one. That's another one down.
Y'all about to not have fans. Y'all keep this shit up. Chica lost fans because of that shit with that baby.
Wasn't that T.I.'s daughter, if I remember correctly?
Yes, it was. And I don't give a fuck about whose daughter it was. You get on, I don't care how much anxiety you have. I don't care what mental illness you are dealing with. You say some fucked up shit about me and my child on the plane or on the internet off the plane, it's gonna be a problem. Period. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. So I was a fan of Chica, however you say it. Like, I was a fan of her until that shit came out. And she was just being so fucking nasty. And I was like, how she didn't give a fuck about, you know, like, I'm trying to sleep and this baby was doing da 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 da. And people was on her side like, yeah, I understand. That baby should have been quiet or whatever. We understand.
It's
like,
a fucking baby.
You know what? All of y'all need to worry about that plane not falling out that fucking sky. That's what you need to be worried about. Because if that happens, y'all all dead. So, like, what? That shit really pissed me off. I was so triggered when women showed me that. So that was recent. Who else then came out as like a nasty person? And they just said Mariah Carey is like a nasty person in real life.
But that's been on for years now.
True. I could only think of. That's one that I have heard for years. So, but you know, like, it's just like, it just really irks me because y'all be talking about the elites and how people be getting mistreated in Hollywood and all these people praying.
Another one, but, and this is a white man, we're talking about black people, but this is a white man, Ezra Miller, The Flash. Like, I didn't know half the shit I knew about Ezra Miller until, like, it all came out, and then people was like, no, like, he's a very, very shitty person. Like, he is a horribly disgusting person.
Jared Leto. I really wanted to see, that movie that came out when he was basically a fucking vampire.
Morbius?
Yeah, I really wanted to see Morbius because the trailer looked really good. And I remember women being like, no, fuck that movie, fuck Jared Leto. I'm like, why is everybody saying that? I don't know this actor. I don't really know his name. So why is it? Then come to find out that's the nigga that plays the Joker. Like, I'm like, what?
Because here's my biggest take when it comes to, like, celebrities and when it comes to Hollywood. Like, just because you got, and again, let me preface before I get started. Let me preface that by saying I understand. Like, once you get a certain amount of adoration and you get a certain amount of love and you got people gassing you up, it puts you in a different mental space. It puts you in a mental space of you feeling somewhat untouchable. But the thing is, you're touchable. Like, you feel like, you know, you got these millions of followers on these different social media platforms, and, you know, you got these hundreds of thousands of people coming to your concerts every year, and you're making these millions and millions of dollars and selling all these records or taking these pictures or making these movies or just overall being in a better situation than a lot of people. And you feel like because you are in a better situation than a lot of people, that makes you better. A debate that me and Shani have had over the years is, because you're in a better situation than other people, does that give you the right to act like you're better than other people?
Does it actually even make you better?
No. And again, this is in the past, but the reason why it was a debate is because Shani would tell me, like, it depends. Like, certain people, like, yeah, you actually are better. Like, and I used to tell her, like, just because, you know, you're doing this or you're doing that, or you're, like, in this particular, like, space, and, you know, you've elevated, that doesn't necessarily make you better than the next person.
But I think we also have to get out of, like, it's not about, it really is not about who the fuck is better or not. It's you need to have the confidence to be like, I am the shit at whatever the fuck I do.
Exactly.
And you need to be able to humble yourself to be like, but I'm not, you know, but this is what I, like, this is what I bring, because I am the only person that can bring this unique, like, whatever it is, whatever is unique about it, I can only bring that because that's what I, as a person, bring.
Also with that, and even though I'm in this particular space, that does not mean that I'm above you. It just simply means that I'm further along on this same journey and this same path that we're all going down. It doesn't mean that I've risen above you. The shit's linear, but, like, it just means that I am further along this line than where you are.
And even with that, like, if we're supposed to be mirrors and looking at each other as reflections of one another, then there's no space for that then. To even be like, it's really just, okay, I understand this at this level, and some, you know, like, I am in a space where if someone in this area needs help on something, I have the expertise of whatever the fuck to be able to help you out. You know, like, that's what it should be. It shouldn't be about who's better and the competition and X, Y, and Z. I mean, if there's gonna be that, because I think that some competition can be friendly, you know, but I'm just not a competitive person at all. So, you know, like, but that's what it boils down to. It's like being able to, like, all right, so I've surpassed, you know, like, so I've learned this, and now I'm an expert at this, and now I'm, you know, I'm out here, and you got that confidence going for you, where are you telling yourself, I am the shit. And you got to tell yourself that. So, you know, like, you have that. You have that right. But when it comes off as, like, then when we switch into, like, I'm better, though, that's where we got to do some work, because, like, no, just like Wayman said, like, just because you are further along, you know, like, that's great, but, like, don't, you, there's a problem when you, like, I'm further along, and y'all should do it like this, and this is the only way, and, you know, like, there's a whole, it's like, is that gatekeeping? Or is it more like, I think gatekeeping is like who you control who has access to it.
Yeah, like you supposedly set the standard, and you're like, this is like what you're supposed to be doing. Like,
either, like, way, it's shitty behavior.
It's extremely shitty behavior, and again, that's why I am personally a very much, like, I don't fuck with too many people type of person, because I feel like I personally, and again, I'm not saying, like, you know, this isn't a everybody type of thing, because I feel like it happens to everybody, but, like, in my own personal life, I feel like I've run into quite a few people that the moment they get, like, some sort of clout, some sort of name, some sort of image, some sort of aura, some sort of mystique about them, because of the...
Not some sort of aura. You automatically have an aura.
But an elevated aura, in a sense. Where, like, basically, you get this boost because of the...
Are you talking about ego?
Yes. Because of the environment that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've witnessed that, me and Shani, like our entire life. I feel like we've witnessed that in our own individual lives before coming together. I feel like we witnessed that with several people we knew in college. I feel like after college, we knew that with several people. And then I feel like even in our adult lives, like we've seen that here and there from people.
Yeah.
Like where, again, you get this clout, you get this ego about you because you're getting this praise and this adoration from your environment of people, and now all of a sudden
your perception, honestly, you're like you said earlier, your perception I'm sure does change, you know, but like does that mean that you change? There's a song by Teyana Taylor, I can't remember which one it is, but at the end of the song, she's like talking. It's like an interview. And she says, like, if you can't have the fame and the money and if you can't have all these things and still be like, and still remain like, does she say humble? Or does she say like, basically, like, if you're still a bad person, you know, like, if you can't be a person of integrity with having the fame and the fortune, and or not even just fame, just like wealth and, you know, like abundance, and, you know, like if you can't be a person of integrity with those things, then you know, like it's all for nothing anyway. And like I feel that, because like it usually a lot of the, well, not, maybe not even a lot, but some of the time, a lot of this money and this fame and stuff does come with motherfuckers feeling like they got that Black Spider-Man, that Venom costume on, and they just out here, you know, like being dismissive, you know, like I can't go into all the things, so I'm just assuming, you know, behaviors of somebody that was going through these things, but you know, like I'm sure for people that does happen, and that's, it's understandable, but at the same time, like I'd like to think that, like, damn, if I became that, you know, like a celebrity overnight or something, like I would like to think that I would remain humble in it. But you really never know, you know, like that shit'll really I'm sure that shit brings out the true monsters in people, because now, you know, now you have everything basically at your fingertips. And you can, like, you know...
And it's like, it doesn't necessarily make you lose, you know, your humanity. But it make... Again, once you're in that type of environment for a while, like, I swear... And again, I could be wrong, but... If you put celebrities back in a 9-to-5 situation... Where, like, all their money gone... And they like all they clout, all they fame, all that shit's gone. And now you have to work a 9-to-5.
Well,
I don't know how many could honestly do that.
I think there's some that have had no choice but to do that. But I don't think there have been some that where like they was acting up and it was like it all got taken, you know, like on some shit you was seeing.
Well, I'm
in the
not
movie.
Necessarily like speaking about it as if it's actually, it probably has happened, but
like
I'm,
MC Hammer lost
but
all
I'm, but,
his money.
But I'm again, I don't know if we know what MC Hammer did. Like after he lost his money, I'm pretty sure he still had shit. He probably had to sell shit in order to like get money back.
This is very sugary.
Yes, that's a Calypso.
My goodness.
But I'm talking about like again, this type of scenario. So imagine you, again, world famous, internationally famous. You got hundreds of millions in the bank. And you sitting on that shit. You can literally at any point in time get up and literally do whatever the fuck you want. And you've lived that way for 10 or 15 years. You're comfortable, right?
I mean, that's... Yes.
You're comfortable with that.
More than likely, yes.
So, do you think... That let's say like literally you lose all that shit. A scandal comes out.
I'm Franklin Saint basically.
Literally, you're Franklin Saint from fucking Snowfall. Do you think that's something you could bounce back from?
Yeah. Me personally, yes.
After 15 years of being comfortable in a life, you think you could? Because I'm talking about an immediate shift. Like they don't have no time to prepare.
Would I need like help? Yes. But do I think that I could survive it? Absolutely. And that's also just coming up with from what I came from. At some point, life may have to humble your ass like that. I would hate for it to happen to anybody, but shit, sometimes that happens. You know, sometimes life will just take a turn and Franklin sank your ass. Now you like, and sink or swim. Hey.
Sink or fucking swim. And because I personally don't know, again, I don't think a lot of celebrities, especially like for instance ones that's been rich since like, you know, the 90s for like you know 30 years or some shit like that, I don't know how easy that little lifestyle. I love giving examples. An example, Jada Pinkett, we know how that whole situation went with her husband August Alsina, if I'm not mistaken. We talked about that shit on the podcast in an older episode, but I feel like I feel like Jada Pinkett is a celebrity where she came from the mud, but like she's been out the mud for so fucking long that you can literally see the change in her perception. On a national stage, we've seen that shit. On an international stage, we've seen that shit. Like, and I mean international because I'm pretty sure I know there's people that speak English all over the world. So, Lord knows who in these other countries have actually seen that shit. But that somebody, again, just as an example, I don't think would be able to.
I don't know her story that well, I guess. Like, I recently, just from watching, like, Red Table Talk, I found out that her mama was, like, on drugs real bad. I didn't know any of this.
Came from the mud.
I don't really think, is that really considered
coming
from the mud?
Having a parent on drugs.
But even if you guys have like some sort of money.
Did she say they have some sort of money?
Or was she also, was she a drug dealer?
I'm not 100% sure.
I can't remember.
Okay, long story short, that I don't think she's one. But again, that brings us just back to the beginning of the point. Stop being a shit person. Stop being a shit person. It doesn't cost anything to be nice to your fellow man. It doesn't cost anything to be a good person. It doesn't cost anything to be kind, to be sweet. It doesn't cost that shit. It literally costs you nothing. And if anything, being that for somebody else and seeing that person's response, and hopefully, because again, not receiving the same energy you put out is definitely a thing that we don't need to be doing. As long as you're getting that same energy back, watch how it makes you feel. And even sometimes, you know, when you do it and you may not get that energy back. Like, not getting that energy back is not the reason to not be a nice person. And it just seems like at this point, we have to wait for the law, for everything to keep coming out. Because this story broke today.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we need to know some more about this.
We clearly have to wait more time for everything to come out. But I'm hoping that Lizzo is not a shit person. I'm hoping that in this particular situation of me getting an energy reading off of somebody, I'm wrong. Like, I hope I'm wrong in that situation and she's actually a very, very nice person.
I feel like you can only really make that by being around her.
Very, very true.
I mean, I don't know. Can you read, like,
if energy through
a picture or like a video or something?
Or hearing somebody speak?
Yeah.
If it comes out that all this did happen, and I'm not hoping for the absolute worst, but if it comes out that, you know, all this was true and whatever backlash comes from it, again, not to say I told you so, not to you, but to whoever, you know, then listen, not to say to anybody, but I called this shit. I legitimately called this shit. But moving on, I feel like that took up a big chunk of the episode.
I mean, 33 minutes.
So we're just going to just call it at that. But before we go, we're going to do one. So something that we haven't done in a long, long time, and something that was the foundation of the Ways World podcast. One has to go. And if not one has to go, we can also play the game. Watch one, keep one, you know, delete episodes of one, and never watch one. Here's the thing. So keep one or watch one means this is something you would watch over and over again. Save one means something you would watch later. Delete episodes of just simply means I'm kind of over the show. And then never watch it all, self-explanatory. Makes sense?
Why is this even a thing? Like, why is this?
Because I got four things. But I can't do...
This one hurts my brain.
Does it?
Yeah. Keep going. This one is like, what?
But these are the four shows. And again, whatever format or whatever you want to do with them, I'll let you do it. But it's Kablam.
Okay.
If you've seen Kablam?
It's the two people, the girl and the boy. From that
Well, I think they're both boys, but it's this show. Just for reference.
The person with the blue hair is a boy?
I thought maybe a girl, but...
Oh, I always thought that was a girl. I don't know why, but honestly, I always thought that there was a ponytail, and now I'm seeing that there's not.
It's not. So you're kind of having a Mandela effect moment, aren't you?
I could have swore... Yeah, so now that you said that, I'm like, oh, is that two boys? I always thought it was a boy and a girl.
All that. Kenan and Kale. And Are You Afraid of the Dark? Now, I feel like putting that one in there for you is going to automatically get that one out the way because
I never watched that.
Yeah, you wasn't one that's watching Are You Afraid of the Dark? That shit scaring the fuck out of you as a kid and shit. So As Told by Ginger. Let's just, I feel like, where's that like too heavy?
I mean, damn. I was just gonna keep it at, I can delete episodes of Are You Afraid of the Dark? I've never seen it, and I don't really care to see it. Sorry to the creators.
So that one would automatically be a never watch though.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I'm trying to make it a little bit harder for you though.
I still have three shows to choose from.
You do, but I want you to be able to debate over all four. So that's why I'm asking you: is As Told by Ginger a little too heavy?
It's not too heavy. It just
like for the does, like for Kablam, Kenan and Kale.
It does make it harder.
Like Kenan and Kale, that's the and point, all that.
Let's just roll with it.
Okay, so those are the four: Kablam, As Told by Ginger, All That, and Kenan and Kale.
Okay, so.
So which one, if out of the four, would you in this new universe never have watched?
Kablam.
Okay. I kind of saw that one coming, which again, I didn't want it to be. I knew that one was the easy one, once again.
It was, I mean, I remember that, but I faintly remember it. Mm.
Which one would you delete episodes of?
Kenan and Kale.
Which one would you save to watch later? Now you're done.
I have As Told by Ginger and All That left.
That's it. And okay. As a matter of fact.
And what was the last one that I just did? Not the show, but what was the thing? The name. The
delete episodes. So it's like you've watched it and you're ready to kind of get it off your TV. Like
I have saved episodes of it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
the last one is which one would you watch forever? And then the other one would kind of go into the same category anyway. So which one would you watch forever between? As Told by Ginger and All That.
I think I'm gonna go with All That.
So you would watch All That before you watch As Told by Ginger?
All That was really good. But I'm a Mad TV fan and Living Color. Fan, like I like skit comedy, and I thought All That was hilarious. And then the musical performance at the end, it was just chef's kiss. However, they've come out, and said they were. I mean, I feel like for a minute it's been established that Dan Harmon is a pervert and he needs help, you know, like, because these kids are not well shooting these shows. And not it goes deeper than that, but that's all I'm gonna say. But, like, you know, like, these kids were on, I don't know, like, shit to make them stay awake and stuff. And they're kids, like, long hours, I'm sure, doing these shows over, repeating the same lines over. And, you know, like, I can't even imagine, you know, like, I'm sure they were very tired. And then to, like, pump them up, you know, full of stuff that would keep them up is, like, man, I can't even imagine what was really going, like, how they were.
I'm gonna say, what I want you to do for me is, I'm gonna give you, this group, and I want you to pick 4 shows out of that, and I'll do one, and then that's how we'll pull out the show from there.
What? Oh, because these are what we categorize as the golden age.
Yeah. So.
In our opinion.
Yes. I feel like in a lot of people's opinions, because, like, they had a long ass fucking run. But, you know,
there's people up in the corner that you can't see.
What do you mean?
I think it might be some characters from Ed, Edd n Eddy.
That's Will from Foster's Home.
No, there's faces above the in the corner.
Oh, that's the Canker Sisters in Ed.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the Canker Sisters in Ed. And at the bottom, you got Frankie, and you got number 4.
Okay, don't start naming all. There are so many motherfucking people in this picture.
I can name everybody.
I can too, but the fact that you was going to sit here and do it was going to take us to, like,
I can't.
You know, it was going to go over the top.
The fact that I can literally name everybody on that.
I think literally everybody can.
I don't think everybody can. Not these youngins.
I don't know what this fucking robot thing is, actually.
Then don't pick it. You're making it.
I was just zooming in to see. I don't know what that is.
Where?
This robot right there.
Oh, that's like Megas XLR. That's something else. So again, just pick 4. Pick 4 that you know.
I haven't even started picking at all. I just saw that and I was like, what is that? And who is this?
Oh my God.
Who is this person?
Where?
Right here in the corner.
That's Ted Russell. That's from another. I forgot the name of the show, but that's Ted Russell.
Okay. How many did you say?
4. And then again, I'll do it. So this is where we go.
I'm gonna go. Kids Next Door. Foster's Home. Powerpuff Girls. And Ed, Edd n Eddy.
So Kids Next Door, Foster's, Powerpuff Girls, and Ed, Edd n Eddy. Damn, that's actually tough. Like,
it's basically a picture of Cartoon Network characters, and he had me pick, like, the 4. It's just characters, like, you know, so they represent all the different shows up until a certain point. Like, The Kids Next Door and Foster's, I think, are the newest shows on this. Like, those would be the, everything else is before that. Like, Dexter's Lab, Courage the Cowardly Dog, Johnny Bravo, that's like fucking
the 90s.
Yeah.
But
Samurai Jack.
Let me see. So I would never have what? I would.
I thought we were just picking 4.
What? I told you I was doing the same thing that you just did.
You didn't pick.
You picked 4 for me. That's why I asked you to pick the 4. Did you not understand what you were doing?
Oh, I was just picking the 4 that were, like, I thought were the...
No, I was asking you to pick 4 for me. And those are the 4 that you picked.
Oh, bro, that's not even what I did. I just gave y'all the 4 that I like. or the four that all I think. I asked you this question. I said, just pick the four that we consider the golden age of.
No, I thought you said, like, is this what we consider the golden age? Not pick four from the golden.
I was asking you if you were asking me to pick four.
And that's all I kept literal, but you didn't hear me keep saying, like, I'm gonna do the same, like, literal thing that you just did. The same thing you just did, I'm about to do. I kept saying that. I repeated that several times.
Yeah, after I said the four, though.
Before the four.
Well, I know. Then no. I did not hear that.
We're gonna run back the tape. And I want y'all to, like, it's gonna be like an episode of. Of like Dora the Explorer, like do you see where Waymond said, just like he's like you, like how you did it? There it is. So is it gonna be this bad four, or are you picking a new four?
I honestly am just ready to wrap this up.
God damn, because you made it so difficult.
I'm so sorry. I thought that you were telling me to. No. Like I said, I don't have to explain it again. That's what I thought you were saying.
No.
And then I asked you. If that's what you were saying, and you confirmed that,
okay.
So you must have not thought that.
No, stop with the exposition.
I don't know where. I mean,
jeez, I got you.
I don't know where that went.
Stop. Damn. So as far as like what I would have never watched, it's gonna have to go to Foster's. As far as I would delete. Episodes of this might sound blasphemous, but it's gonna be the Powerpuff Girls. Like I would start deleting episodes of Powerpuff Girls, but there's so many fire episodes of Powerpuff Girls. Then the one that like I would save to watch would be Kids Next Door, and the one that I could literally, because I have watched it pretty much forever at this point. I've watched Ed, Edd n Eddy my entire life. I've watched it when I was a baby. I've watched it through my kid years. I've watched it as a teenager. I watch it now as an adult, now that I can actually watch it again. I love Ed, Edd n Eddy. Like, so Ed, Edd n Eddy is one that I, as proof, can watch forever. But closing this damn thing, y'all, we've been on here for 45 minutes, and the last 12 have literally been
nonsense.
Been complete nonsense. But thank you all so much for listening to the Ways World podcast. I have been your boy Way, along with.
It's your girl.
She can't get her shit together. So thank you all once again for listening to us. We appreciate you all. We are not sponsored by yet Jose Cuervo, but we've had a couple shots of Cuervo. And we thank you all so much. Peace.